40 miles. Much of it, strangely, always under construction, separate Bloomington Normal and Peoria. They have Caterpillar and Bradley, we have State Farm and ISU. But the housing markets in both communities have a lot in common. Now they'll be served by one real estate company, Jim Maloof Realtor, which recently merged with Crown Realty in Bloomington. Ryan Denham speaks with Michael Maloof and Crown's co-founder, Tammy Hurd, about their read on the two markets.
As you looked at our two markets, as you look at the moves that some of our corporations have made in and out, as you look at some of the new developments, you know, we've got medical and technology up in Peoria, and you guys have Rivian and ISU, and you've got growth occurring. And as a point of reference, when Mitsubishi was operating, half of their employees lived in what you might call Peoria. The other half lived here in McLean County and in this area. And so there was no company that bridged that boundary for our area and this area. And so we looked for what we thought was the most quality broker, the opportunity to invite somebody to become, you know, a full-fledged partner. And that was Crown.
And so Tammy Hurd, co-founder of Crown Realty, why did a merger with Maloof make sense from your perspective?
I think from my perspective, there's always power and strength in numbers. And Maloof is the number one brokerage in all of Central Illinois. They transact more in volume and in units than all of McLean County combined. So to partner with someone with that strength, with the experience, was something that was extremely appealing to me, and not just to me, but also for my agents and the future agents coming on board.
And Tammy, what is your read on the Bloomington Normal real estate market as it sits today?
So right now we are down as far as units, and there has been some questions about, is it a seller's market? And the pricing has been is basically stable. We didn't do any type of appreciation, but we didn't lose any as well. My take on it is that we have had less corporate mobility moves in the area that has impacted some of the price ranges. However, we have the need and the drive. The buyers are there. Our inventory is really low. So if there is a message that we should be sending is that for people that are looking and wanting to move up, so that 150 to 275 price range, we need more houses on the market to start the whole process. We're in a bottleneck. So the first-time home buyers, the second-time home buyers that are looking to move up, there's just not a lot to choose from. And vice versa, on the other end of the spectrum, the 300,000 price range on up as well, there's only just a handful on the market. So we're kind of in this bottleneck where I wouldn't say that our market is necessarily bad. I think we're just in a temporary stall at the moment, but we need to get it moving with the absence of new construction. There's not a lot of, I don't know if I can use the word sexy, but, you know, there's not a lot of inventory out there that's really appealing at the moment to buyers. But with the fact that Rivian has approached and emerging into our market, a very strong force for us. ISU still has plans for growth. I think the prospects of Bloomington Normal, we're just on that verge, and I believe that Micah would think the same as Peoria. We're on that verge of something wonderful happening here. And, you know, once you have more of that mobility coming in, you know, you see the churn, then that spurs different industries and different growths in other areas. So we feel we're in a great position right now.
You previously worked early in your career at State Farm.
Yes.
And you know well that the outsized role that company's movements, you know, have on the Bloomington Normal economy and all parts of it. How do you think State Farm is currently impacting our housing market? You mentioned corporate mobility a little bit before. What are the things that they're doing over the last year or two that are having any kind of impact on local housing?
Well, State Farm is the largest employer that we have in our Bloomington Normal market, and they drove the demand and the supply of all the movement. So with the changes that they are implementing and rolling out as they're being released, it does impact the number of middle to upper management families that are coming in or individuals. So it does have that impact. And I think earlier when you had asked the question, you know, why do you think our sales might be down, our units might be down, and it does have a lot to do with it. And we'd be naive not to think that it would not. But I think the one hope is to look at our partners in Peoria to see what has happened with CAT, to see that they have weathered something similar, and maybe not, maybe State Farm is not to the extent that Peoria experienced. But there are so many other industries, and as Michael mentioned, people are here because we love it here, and our families are here. So even if we do have lower movement temporarily, I still feel there is this drive and this urgency and this desire to really promote our communities so that we can bring in other industries. Because really, small businesses, that's what makes this whole community go. And if we're focusing on creation of the small businesses, bringing people in, the entrepreneurs, the innovation, that is going to help excite our community again and bring people back. So even though there might be a temporary lull of corporate movement, we are so extremely hopeful and excited for what's going to happen here.
In the Bloomington Normal market, you referenced the low inventory, which has been an issue for the last couple of years.
Yes.
At the same time, there has been a real slowdown in new construction.
Absolutely.
Is there any way to build, like, reasonably, not cheap, but more affordable housing in this, like, $200,000 price range to solve two problems, the new construction slowdown and the, you know, affordable inventory?
What we're finding is a very active part of our market are the millennials. And what is happening in your downtown and Peoria's downtown is the development of older buildings into apartments and condos. And so this movement is not to be stopped. So many of our builders, many of our subcontractors are working on, for example, there's a 99-unit apartment building that's going that's in the process of being developed right across from a very popular coffee spot. It serves the young generations from OSF Medical Group. It serves Caterpillar. It serves the banking industry and the technology industry is downtown. So our warehouse district is just going to boom with at least 200 new units a year for the next 5 years. So you think about 1,000 people moving downtown. My perspective is people will find a place to live, and our contractors are now concentrating on making those things happen downtown.
Well, Michael Moulds, let's talk a little bit more about the Peoria market. My understanding in looking at some numbers from the Illinois Realtors is that sales were down in 2019 about 6%, average price down about 3.5%. What is your read, big picture, on sort of the health of the Peoria area's housing market?
The health of the Peoria housing market is not too much different. The numbers are slightly different. We have a lower average sales price in Peoria than you do in the Bloomington Normal market. That is not a big concern right now. You know, when Caterpillar moved out 300 executives, the top of the Peoria market pretty much went away. And anything being built in the $500,000 range today is a custom build, not a spec build. And there are homes being built in that price range. So we're trying to find out what's our new level. We've got a couple of guys up at Bradley University that study that for us. And we think we have found the new level. And the new level is developing your older neighborhoods, the gentrification that is happening in Peoria and no doubt will happen or is happening here in the Bloomington Normal market. The affordable housing has taken the place of apartments, where it used to be an entry-level home. It's now an apartment. When you think about 1,000 upwardly mobile young people moving to a downtown, you know housing is going to trail. It's going to follow soon. So we're more concerned on filling the jobs that we have in our factories and in our hospitals right now than the price of housing.
You mentioned the new level, finding it maybe some of these older neighborhoods. Where is that already playing out? Are there certain streets, certain neighborhoods, certain slices in Peoria where we're starting to see the beginnings of this?
Well, in two places in Peoria. One is Peoria Heights, and we had a billionaire return to the area, and he ignited Peoria Heights by buying four buildings, moving art galleries and performing arts, upscale apartment living, and by upscale I mean where the two bedroom two bath apartment would start in the $1,200 range. So Peoria Heights got ignited, and Peoria is following. If you look at our geography, going north and near north, and those beautiful old homes just up on the bluff. The president of one of our major banks is currently working with us to take a home on a corner in a neighborhood that you would never suspect. It's a beautiful Queen Anne residence, putting probably a couple $100,000, and that will spark the rest of the neighborhood to say, oh my gosh, if he's moving there, I can move there. So let's move a little closer back into town. That's where our kids are working anyway.
Well, earlier, Tammy mentioned in the Bloomington Normal market, a low inventory being a slight drag on things. What are the drags in Peoria? Are there weaknesses in the market that you're looking to see how they're going to maybe shake out in 2020?
Well, the weaknesses in Peoria are exactly the same. You have a market that can afford. The interest rates are low. The school districts are good. A lot of the people have already looked on what's on the market today, and I think the missing factor is confidence. If I put my house on the market, we'll be able to get my money out of it. Will I be able to find something that I can afford? Gosh, interest rates are low. I sure would like to find something. Now my family is expanding or reducing in size, or I may be thinking of, I don't need a yard anymore. So the need is there, but when the confidence factor comes to the point that more people start putting their house on the market, Katie, bar the door. You will see prices being affected at that point.
That's Michael Maloof, president and owner of Jim Maloof Realtor, based in Peoria. He was joined in studio by the firm's new executive vice president, Tammy Hurd, from Crown Realty in Bloomington Normal. They spoke to Ryan Denham.